So it might seem like a small thing, but it's come up in so many communities that we've consulted in.
Especially when the music isn't nice. All you're hearing is thump, 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 thump all night. You're not hearing any nice melodies or anything.
There's no country music.
Yes, dear.
I'd just like to make a point about the local laws and the importance of them. One, in the respect of the community empowering the community police as well as the QPS to give them confidence in the local laws to be able to enforce where and when they can, as well as the Justice of the Peace magistrate courts, that the training is being rolled out into Indigenous communities and to the residences to empower them to be able to conduct those courts in the community. Instigating these initiatives is something that the local laws are pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
And the uncertainty with the local laws, the lady here that was talking on behalf of the Institute,
Margaret Palmer.
Margaret. Mm-hmm. The training that's being rolled out is good and it empowers and gives restorative justice back into the community. And there's a lot of fours rather than against. When they had a workshop earlier this year, it was put across by local government that there would be a model bylaw that will be out March 2008. And then when that model law is made, individual communities can tailor-make what they deem as relevant for their communities. That being cost-effective as well as time-effective, of which we've had a local government reform. And there still is that purgatory sort of status that we're waiting for that time period to come, and until then we're a bit of a stalemate.
Mm.
In retrospect to the Department of Community Services Act, when you can expel a person from the community, there's been a few instances within our community where we've gone over those calls again, and that would be the appropriate traditional as well as appropriateness at the time. But under the Local Government Act, it wasn't able to be executed as such. So whether or not within the transition of Community Services Act into the Local Government Act, those sorts of specialities could be maybe tailor-made.
Sure. Might I suggest you make submissions to the Local Government Department on this review they're conducting at the moment on the model local laws? Because I would envisage we'll probably be making some comment on it in our report, but as to what is in the local laws finally is not going to be a matter for us to determine. It's going to be a matter for the communities to determine what they want in their local laws. So if I suggest you make submissions to the department on that, as to what goes in the model laws.
Yeah, because concerning voice from our sergeant who's based in the community, that he had no confidence in the bylaws to be able to execute any of them.
Mm.
And that one to me was a concern.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
Thank you.
Father Mosby?
I was telling Leon here that the structure that they're trying to do at Yarrawa, this is what we implementing the council in the same structure in loud music, where a police would approach the place and talk to people there in and if they carry on, then a report will come from the surrounding community members that are living next door to the council. The council act as a landlord, calling his tenant and said that if you keep it up, what Liam was saying, same here, that there's a long line of people here waiting on housing, you will find yourself, you and your luggage out there, and someone else will move in and have access to the house.
Is that just on York Island, or does that apply in other islands?
I'm just saying this is what's happening in York.
Mm.
And we try to control the.
Yes.